Oh, it's absolutely brilliant to be back again. We really enjoyed last year, and it's great to be here. I'll read Ragwort first of all. Ragwort was one of the five words, and I'd seen my daughter and her partner clearing their field of ragwort, which was quite a job. I just sat there watching them, and then I found out a bit about it. So I'm going to impersonate a weed. Ragwort. You may call me what you like, stinking willy, mare's fart, cankerwort, but I am no smelly mongrel. I am St. James's flower, with my 13 petals and my golden heart. My stems are smooth and hairless, a climbing frame for bronze caterpillars. The cinnabar and the knothorn are my moths. Touch me, and I will sting you. Yank me, and I will have a stronger grip. Yes, I am noxious, an injurious weed, not easily broken. I seize acres, I poison horses and cattle that crop me. Fumble at my roots in heavy-duty gloves, lever me up with spades, burn me, as you like. My seeds lie deep and wide, beyond the reach of control orders. I am a tough foe. I hold my piece of earth. And yes, the ragwort has come back on my daughter's field, but not quite as bad as it was. This is a poem called Prokofiev's Piano Concerto Number 3. I was listening to this piece of music and something told me that I wanted to write about it. And then I found out that Prokofiev, who had a lot of problems with Stalin during his life, Stalin and Prokofiev actually died on the same day. So this imagines a performance of the concerto. Two men died on the same day. Only one is here tonight. A lone clarinet begins, the first disturbance of the air that triggers the coming weather. Most of the century lies ahead. The rigid doctrines of the party workers, the mood changes of the fickle dictator, the tightening isobars as politics shackles art. The orchestra has no manifesto. It soothes, it mourns, it blasts, and the piano is always running ahead, in a breeze, in a gale, in a cyclone. A car crash can paralyse your fingers, an edict can stifle your voice, a knock on the door can scatter the chess pieces. But for the moment, the impetus is with the musicians. There is no drag, no snuffing out, no pausing. It ends in an updraft of sound as everything wraps around the piano at the core. The outriding violins, bassoon and oboe and brass, a towering turbulence spiralling towards the consummating chord. And thunder for thunder, the audience's applauding storm. Only one is here tonight. I'll just read one more, which is also about a piece of classical music, Schumann's Violin Concerto. It's rather a complicated story, but Schumann's Violin Concerto. Schumann suffered from insanity at the end of his life. His wife, Clara Schumann, and others suppressed the violin concerto, but two sisters medically were informed about its whereabouts during that Ouija board seance.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating story. The glass moves as if according to a score. Break the interdict, perform the concerto. The sisters speak his last testament. Perhaps it's a con, but I like to think there was long ago mention of the lost music, and the returning memory fools them too. He threw himself in the Rhine at Dusseldorf within a year of writing it. He had no peace. Demons and angels clamoured in his ears, a mid-pitched A drilled into his brain. The currents would have carried him if boatmen had not hauled him ashore. In a bleak sanatorium, he lasted another year. Now we are in the hall. A lone man stands, clothed in black up to his chin, a small bald head above the high-collared shirt. He breathes slow, tuning his mind. The orchestra sits around him in a horseshoe. All is as it should be. He raises his bow. A drowning voice speaks through the violin.